USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
I want people to come into our country, but they have to come in legally, and they have to come through merit, a merit system.
Ahead of the midterm election, border security a top priority for the Trump administration. The president says he may send more troops to the U.S.-Mexico border.
We have about 5,008. We'll go up to anywhere between 10 and 15,000 military personnel on top of Border Patrol, ICE.
The president speaking with reporters at the White House saying the people in the caravan will not be allowed inside our country.
They're trying to get up any way they can. They're trying to get up by train. They're trying to get up by truck and by buses. We're going to be prepared. They're not coming into our country.
On Wall Street, the Dow gaining 241 points, the NASDAQ up 144, and the S&P 500 up 29. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Secretary of State James Mattis speaking out about the still unresolved murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Turkey's chief prosecutor said journalist Jamal Khashoggi was strangled as soon as he entered the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, and his body was then cut into pieces in a premeditated plan. Defense Secretary James Mattis said, "We're working on getting to the bottom of this."
As you know, Turkey has so far provided evidence for every allegation that they have made about what happened. And so no one nation controls all the information. And I spoke to the foreign minister of Saudi Arabia 2 days ago in Manama, and he said there would be a full investigation.
And Defense Secretary James Mattis, along with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, calling for a ceasefire in the Yemen civil war. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
No change at the top in the cable news channel ratings. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
The long-running favorite among the news channels, Fox News, this time averaged more total viewers than CNN and MSNBC did combined in October. FNC was up 25% in total prime time viewers, up 16% in total day viewers. It gained 13% in the prime time demo and 3% in the total day demo versus October of last year. Ratings leader Sean Hannity beating all other news hosts on the month with a total audience of over 3.49 million, leading the Fox prime time and beating CNN, MSNBC, and HLN combined. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A well-known criminal, Whitey Bulger, beaten to death in prison. USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
Notorious Boston gangster James Whitey Bulger has died in federal custody nearly 5 years after being sentenced to spend the rest of his life in prison. Bulger was found unresponsive at a U.S. penitentiary in West Virginia, where he had just been transferred, and a medical examiner declared him dead shortly afterwards. Authorities didn't immediately release a cause of death, but a union prison official tells the AP it is being investigated as a homicide. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.